Welcome back to Star Realms Minicast. Paul Solomon here. Yesterday, if you listened in on Anchor, you heard 30 minutes of content or so, a big day. I'm going to go ahead and chop that up into two episodes. So if you're listening on the podcast, today you're going to hear the question of the day about finishing cards. You're going to hear some check-ins, some updates on a couple of leagues and tournaments. And we're going to have the SRP, Star Realms Pre 2.9, with that anti-up format I was preparing for so very hard. Stay tuned. Question of the daytime. Picking up on yesterday's discussion of Arc, part of its value is its role as a finisher. You can buy Arc even in the late stages of the game and use it to finish out the game because it can come in, do 5 damage, scrap itself to scrap a base, draw 2 cards. So it does come in and sort of push the game well forward, not just at the early game scrapping, but even just it can draw 2, destroy a base, and do 5 damage, which puts it basically on a par with a command ship late in the game. So my question today is, of all the finisher cards, what is the best? What is your favorite finisher? What do you think of as the finisher? Some possibilities here. Battle Blob. Dreadnought. Emperor's Dreadnought. Ark. Command ship, if you think of it that way. Did I say Emperor's Dreadnought? Because that one coming in off the row for, 8 and a draw is pretty insane. Even Plasma Vent can come in. You can even think of Warning Beacon as a kind of can do that. Heroes can do that. But they're not finishers. I take it back. Warning Beacon, not a finisher. Anyway, of all those cards that can just blow up for a big turn to finish out the game, what is your favorite? All right, let's have an update on the Rogue Realms Cup, which is ongoing. You'll remember that this is round robin split into 4 groups. In Rogue 1, Hypaspis is in the lead at 4-1 with, 7 games apiece. So they have 2 games left to play. I'm in second place at 4-2 with 1 game remaining. Vaselis at 3-2, Purple Angel at 1-2, Eve Osman at 1-3, Z Dubs at 1-3. So it's really anyone's game. Sarah T 0-1, CIFL Web Guy 0-0. He is my last remaining player. Top 2 advance out of this group. It's been tough competition. As I told you, I lost to Purple Angel. Got him at 1, had Arc, didn't get it. It's been good. Sarah T had a bad beat. Got unlucky with some of the blue bases going on for me. Let's take a look at Rogue 2. Purtiff is in the lead there, 3-1. Defiance, 3-3. Then we have DJW, 2-0. Elegant Chaos, 1-0. BCS Buck, 1-2. And then a lot of players who haven't finished games. In Rogue 3, K-Su, 22, a strong player, 5-1. Props to K-Su coming through. Ken Fusion. Also, props to Ken Fusion. I'll mention this again in a minute, but he went undefeated in the BGG Star Realms League. Well played, Ken. 2-1, Matt Rick 2-2, Damonson 1-0, 1-3 for Poo Dog. Basically, I'm playing faster than other people. I guess that's fine. 10 days, it'll be over. Critical Days. Okay, there's Rogue 4 now. Critical Days 3-1, Wagner Nico 3-2, Baggio 10, 2-2. Orizori, 2-3. The Texan, 2-3. Calcatrol, 1-1. So it's kind of anybody's game in all these areas. I'd like to believe I've clinched a top 2 with my performances, but you just never know with the way these guys will finish their games. And those are the Rogue Realm standings. Stay tuned for more. Moving on now to the BGG Raft Division. Iron Tier Raft Division. I get this wrong every time. This thing is just about over. A handful of games remain to come in, but in the 12-player round-robin season, Madam stands at 8-2, Dysordia at 8-3, Lost Dog 7-4, Messiah 7-4, Paul Solomon 7-4, TA Games 6-4. So essentially, I believe Madam and Dysordia have clinched their advancement out of the Iron Tier. up to whatever's next. I'm so new to this thing, I don't even know what they are. I will remain once again in the iron tier. Looking forward to next time. Props to all the good players out there. It was a fantastic season. Coming up in just 10 minutes, Star Realms Pre-2-9. The format this week is Ante Up. This is Vanilla and Gambits and Cosmic Gambits. Been playing it a lot. It's been a long, I think it was last Tuesday was the last tournament. You'll remember that I won that tournament. So it's been a long practice week. This is what I've learned. This is my strategy going in. First of all, you have to understand it's vanilla. And so scrap is really important. And bombs are really important. So my strategy has been to use the gambits pretty much in the first deck to get myself some of those important cards, and then use like a freighter to sling into bigger cards. Space Station and Blob Wheel are very important cards because you can pop them into Battle Blob and Dreadnought, which just explode to end the game. That's about it. You know, you're still playing Star Realms, you're still trying to control your deck size and pay attention to what's coming. We'll see how this goes. Stay tuned. Gameplay starts at 8 Central. See ya. All right, well, that was a one-and-done Star Realms pre for me. Ran into Cranky Day in round one. Very good player. I had the early advantage with some good healing cards and blue stuff going on, one scrapper. But he had two scrappers and filled his deck with a bunch of little punchy cards and won. Cranky Day ends up getting second place, falling to Bri Is Tupid, the number one, Mr. Number One. Third place is Agent Seto and Silent Al. And then rounding out fifth place, we got C Fudge, Baby Girl, CC Kinnison, and Agumon. I finished in ninth place by way of a seeding, basically, based on standings points. So I end up getting a standings point anyway, which is one of the slightly strange things about the Star Realms pre. But you know what? I will take that. Let's check in with the Star Realms preseason standings with one tournament remaining. Bri Is Tupid in first place at 38.4 points. He has won three of these things. That is crazy town. All right, second place, we got Rollinpaw. Third, Agent Seto. Then the Real Void, C Fudge. Angry Panda, sixth. CC Kinnison, Sarah T. Cranky Day moves into ninth position. I'm in 10. 11's Colin McLeod. Baby Girl, Politas C. And you know what's great about Chris Politas? He's only played in one tournament, got second place, and he's in 13th position for... Wow. That's right. For the Invitational. So he's looking to make it. Dusto, Magnetic, and Silent Al finish out the top 16. Those are your standings as we head to next week. The next format is going to be something. I'll have to look it up. Stay tuned for more. That's it for today. I'll see you on the realms. All right, we got a call in here from Emil Geiger. He wants to let us know about his finishing moves that he likes. Give a listen.
Hi, Paul. Emil Geiger here, IGN Ace Geiger. And my favorite finishing combo is any sort of top deck plus draw card ability. I really like Blob Carrier for this. That's probably my favorite. But I also really like the Central Office. In fact, I think the Central Office is an underrated card for this exact ability. I find that when I do pull the trigger on Central Office, I end up with just a deck full of bombs. And normally get the win. But that's my choice. I know that's kind of vanilla focused. I haven't played much Colony Wars, and it may be even more common there because I know there's the into hand play effect or play mechanic in Colony Wars.
All right, let's get back to the question of the day. We had a number of write-ins coming. Alex Sarkeesian likes to finish with Viper because sometimes one is all you need, baby. Adam Podberg, he likes Warning Beacon and Battle Barge. I don't blame him for that. Pull a warning beacon into play, bounce another base with battle barge, defense spot, all that stuff. Using that hidden outpost gambit, that's a fun one. Morgan Tizer likes Stellar Ray. Brian Mackin likes Mega Mech, so delicious. Hard to argue with, says Cranky Day. I haven't seen a Mega Mech in days, weeks. I don't know why, different formats, I guess. Adam Holbrook likes Leviathan, and this is one I had not... This is one I had not thought of previously. And Leviathan might actually be my pick. Leviathan has four tools for finishing a game, says Adam Holbrook, three of which are innate. Let's see what we're talking about. Eight attack here. Bang. Base destruction. Bang. Draw a card, I guess, is the third one. Bang. And the fourth is pull another three-cost card into play, which could be seven damage. I think that's the most you can get out of that without extra draws. I'm not sure. Then Brian says you forgot the most important tool, the concession after you acquire Levi. Adam Holbrook says, wait, there's more. It also finishes games early. Some clever fellows here. Now, if only there were a three-cost base bouncer, says Cranky Day. And guess what? More news on this coming because we just got a preview of some of the promos coming with the Universal Storage Box. So more on that soon. Klimp likes Dreadnoughty. Shaner likes Blob World. Graphia says Aging Battleship, which is another one that I had forgotten and definitely is on my list. Problem with Aging Battleship for me is it doesn't make it to the end of the game. But I tend to draw two. Scrap it for draw two is just too useful in the middle of the game. But it is fantastic, especially if you can draw, you can faction and get a draw and then draw two and get seven damage. That's nuts. It also is a heavily thematic card there, and Sandra Kolak took us on a whole other side conversation about theme. We'll come to that another time. And finally, Johnny Hill says buying an explorer just to draw it and do an extra two attack overkill. A little bit of endurance training there. I'll tell you what, my picks, I'm just going to give you my answers now on finisher cards, are Battle Blob, Dreadnought, Leviathan. Because as soon as I have one of those three cards, my deck is essentially finished. There's very little else I need to put in it to win a game. If I can get a Battle Blob into deck two, let's say, it's going to go off for 8, 16, 24, 28 damage. So there's not a whole lot of other cards that I need. The same is true of a Dreadnought, but it's a little harder to get. Same is true of Levi, but it's a little harder to get. And that your strategies are a little different in those cases, but the ability to blow those puppies up for an extra 4 or 5 damage or pull a card in for an extra 6 damage is crazy. But pound for pound, it's Battle Blob. Number one finisher, Levi, pound for pound, Battle Blob. All right, there you have it. Thanks to everybody that wrote in, called in. We'll see you next time, and until then, I'll see you on the realms.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.